is Cahill doing?
Cahill is not great. So there's a good chance he'll go on the DL, and we'll have to make a decision here probably tomorrow, but not responding in the fashion that we had hoped.
Is he worse or just not getting better?
Not getting better.
It's an Achilles, right?
Yeah.
Is there a tear or anything? What's going on?
I don't know. I think here recently, maybe walking around, he hasn't felt great, and whether or not it enhanced the state that he's in right now, not sure yet, but I think we're at the point here where we're probably going to have to make a decision and DL him. Not going to do that today. We may have some news on that tomorrow.
If the case that Cahill can start, Bassett is eligible to come back. He has enough days.
Yeah, if we put somebody on the DL, he can come back no matter how many days because of disabledness. So he would certainly be the first option.
Did pitch so well
right.
Last time.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, if indeed we do this, I think he deserves another chance based on how he pitched last time.
Is Triggs going out soon?
Triggs has a up and down 20 sit down, 20 bullpen tomorrow. And then we'll see where we are after that. Brett Anderson's going to throw a bullpen tomorrow. First time he'll be off the mound. Booked her through 16 pitches in Stockton yesterday. I believe he'll throw 20 on Thursday. And Boog played there last night as well.
Now that you're facing the Astros, how big of a challenge for the rest of the season is for you guys to play well against your own division? Is the only one you're not playing well against?
Yeah, and you know, I don't know whether it's the timing of we're playing maybe not as well earlier in the season, but the fact of the matter is our record outside the division is good and our record inside the division is not. Granted, we do have a good division and there are a lot of good teams in the division, but we have to play better. So hopefully it would start here at home in these next six games, but it is a challenge. We have two really good teams coming in.
How do you think Fowler has responded to more time in the leadoff role?
I think he's great. I mean, he's comfortable there. It's just a matter of how much we were going to put on his plate, you know, early on. With Joycey out now, it's, you know, hitting either leadoff for two. It's an easy switch to put him up there. He is comfortable. I think he's doing well right now. So you will see him in the leadoff spot quite a bit.
Joyce?
Still not to where he's doing baseball activity. He's doing some strengthening and some treatment, but not baseball stuff yet.
We've talked about Chris Davis, and obviously, I mean, you know, and everyone in the Bay Area knows how good he is and how valuable he is. What is it about him that makes your lineup just so much better?
Well, 40 home runs a year. Still can start with that, but it's more impactful that. When you saw he was out, we didn't offensively. We weren't as good. I think it just makes everybody better. I don't want to say guys feel like they have to do more, but maybe there's a little bit of that. And someone has to hit in the four spot as well. So it just makes everybody better. Certain guys are that way. They make their teammates better. Chris Davis is that guy for us.
It feels like he's gotten really comfortable, and he loves Oakland and this team. I mean, have you seen him get more comfortable just in this community and at the ballpark?
I think he's been as comfortable here, less maybe the first month of his first year. You know, being in a new league, new team, learning his teammates. Struggled a little bit that first month of his first year. But I think since then, it's felt like home to him. I know he's really comfortable here, and this is the type of ballpark maybe power hitters, maybe not the most conducive place in the world to that, but it doesn't seem to affect him. And, you know, there's certain places where guys just feel at home and comfortable, and this is the place for him.
Matt Chapman has looked so good in third base, and he has the stats to back that up.
Right.
But you have the other corner and fielder guy, Matt Olson. He's made so many great plays and also saved picking up those balls from the other guys. Do you think he has the potential someday to be a Gold Glover as well?
Oh, without a doubt. And I think I don't want to say he gets overshadowed, but he plays the position a little differently than Chappie does. There's a lot of dramatics to what Matt does over at third. Ole's a little, you know, he's real smooth in what he does, doesn't look like anything really challenges him too much, yet he is a elite defender. And I would be shocked if he doesn't win a gold glove at some point in time in his career, if not multiple ones.
Good.